section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I think you and Dustin have the most.
Yeah, I have the easiest job.
I have a couple, but not that many.
I'm just a token female character.
I've been a female once.
Rest easy knowing that.
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Twat, Scotland, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, what's your problem? IBWIP Spaghetti Western, and where the rubber meets the chode with your co-host Big E, intern Heather, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, he won't answer to anything but Blake Clayton.
Welcome everyone to episode 246 of the Burns and IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Welcome. Welcome to another hour and a half experience unlike any other. Some of me and some of my friends, we're going to sit around here. We're going to talk. We're going to do some bits. Somebody might show up.
Can we do some bits?
We can do some bits. Dip, potato chip. You do that as you're teabagging somebody. Anyway.
You say that as you're teabagging somebody? How has that worked for you in the past?
Great.
Dip, potato chip.
I just got a visual.
Folks, close your eyes and listen to this sultry voice say again as she's bouncing up and down in her chair. It's intern Heather with dip, potato chip.
Say it.
Dip, potato chip. Mm-hmm. Mm. Ruffle in the sour cream.
It's all rock and roll to me.
Oh, nice. Hey, to my left is my brother from another mother. You know I'm friends with your mom on Facebook, right?
Everyone is. My mom is
I'm
the
friends
most
with
popular.
Your mom on Facebook.
I'm not friends with your mom on Facebook.
Well, you guys are the minority. it's Tila Tequila, as far as many friends, and then my mom.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
She's awesome. She travels and...
Yeah.
She's
a globetrotter.
She was camping in the driveway.
Yeah. With my daughter and her.
Yeah, that's how I always keep tabs on what if your daughter's safe or not. And, you know, is
you worried about her?
Yeah, I worry about her safety.
Okay.
Let's welcome to the show, Bottle Cap Kid.
I'm an unfit father.
No, not you.
Black Magnet.
The other father.
I'm the Black Magnet.
And finally, we need heavy security. I need a vaping buddy. I need a guy who can play a good Scarface.
I got it.
Let's welcome to the show, Big E.
What's up? Give her a quaalude.
I'm very excited about this show. We don't do a lot of prep work, but we, on special occasions, as we do, kind of read through some stuff, and God, it sounds 100 times better when we do. We usually start off the show by me bitching about something.
What's your problem, man?
That's what you name this is. What's your problem?
What's your problem?
Dude, what's your problem?
That's a prob, Bob.
What is that?
That's chapstick. I've already taken out this. Cause
I was like, she's going to eat
it's
a hard.
It's not going to be interesting.
I was like, she's going to eat a hard boiled egg during the show.
That's what my dad thought one time.
It's
when
our new
out.
Segment. It's our new segment. Heather
what's your
eats
problem?
An egg.
Eating an egg.
The incredible edible.
What is that called?
This is EOS, chapstick, but see, okay, there's usually a screen here in the middle, and that way I can screw it closed, but the chapstick does not go inside of this. It's not like a full egg of chapstick. It's only like a half egg, so then the screen, what happens is when I use the end of it, then it pushes through these little holes that it has, and then it creates these little like triangle squares.
So that's an actual egg or not?
Yeah, it's an actual egg, and so it's an illegitimate egg.
So you
that
just
they use.
you just wipe the yolk onto your lips.
No, I have to like take the screen out, and then there's like little chapstick chunks that I don't want to waste, and I'm not about to buy a $4 chapstick, so I just put tape on the outside and use the last little bits of chapstick.
I guess that's
for,
the difference
like, a
between
a
frugal
a 23-year-old with chapstick and a 42-year-old with chapstick. I'm like, fuck it, I'm just gonna go spend another $4. This is not worth.
That's
it.
That's the only difference.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I got excessively chapped lips all the time, so what ain't nobody got time for that.
She's got
I just have really chapped
bills
lips.
To pay. Okay. She's got mouths to feed.
Are you dehydrated?
No, I really, this is like, when I was a little kid, it used to be worse. It used to just look like I sucked on cups all
Eli's
the time.
Like that.
Yeah,
Eli's
it's
like,
awful.
Eli's, his bottom lip
it's never gotten better.
His bottom lip is split in the middle, and it never heals.
And then when I like, when I focus at work, I like, just lick my lips constantly. Like, when I'm thinking and I'm like doing stuff like that, I'm just like.
What do you do when you think about sex?
I just lick my lips constantly. Right. Yeah.
Pork chops.
So, people at work don't know if you're listening, if you're thinking about sex or just intently doing work.
Well, they know because I get shit done for them.
Oh,
so.
Nice.
Yeah.
She's
done.
A shit dunner.
Like,
what's your problem?
What's your problem?
Yeah. What's your problem,
dude?
Again?
I think it's going to sound kind of whiny, but I feel like I'm in a very long streak of bad luck. Mm-hmm. And you know, when the new year started, I was like, it's a new year, and then you know, shit just kind of it builds up after a while. Would you say it builds up? And so I would think that there are times when I feel as though it's a little much. And I thought, I want to bring this up because we all have very different characters. I mean, we're different people. Mm-hmm. We're very different age groups. You have a vagina. We don't.
That's true.
So,
oh, me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Me, Heather? Yeah. I do have a vagina, yeah.
So I guess I was just kind of curious as like – It's really weird because it's kind of like I'm in a fine line of do I sound like a whiny baby or you know what I mean? Like, you just, woe is me.
Stress?
I'm not, yeah. I just stress and like you can only take so much bad news or so many bad things happen before you kind of lose your shit.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of wondering, like, how does everybody, without getting into detail about every little problem that we all have, because we all have them, but how does each person kind of work through a bad string of luck? I'll give you a couple minutes to think about it because you look like you have a whole list of stuff to say.
Okay.
Jason, what do you do to get over the hump, so to speak?
I don't really get depressed. Like I don't get like, oh, I can't get out of bed. I have a pretty packed life. And that's fine. I'm happy with it. I see you every Monday for about 3-4 hours. I'm at work for 50 hours a week. I have my daughter all weekend long. I squeeze in friends where I can. I work out 3 days a week before I go to work because I'm a second shifter.
Ooh, good.
I usually get between 6 and 8 hours of sleep. There's not a lot of time to like be like, I just can't move. I can't do anything. I don't have time in my schedule to be depressed. I can't pencil that shit in.
Well, I mean, but aren't there times where, like, events that happen in your life, it seems like you get, like, a streak of bad luck? I guess I'm trying to find out, like, how you deal with, or do you just keep so busy?
Okay.
You keep so busy, you have no idea what reality has in front of you.
There's a lot of that. I don't know if that's a characteristic. I have a buddy who really buys into birth order and, like, what, you know, how many kids are in a family and the birth order and how that influences the rest of your life and your relationships. I don't necessarily buy into that, but I think a characteristic of an oldest child, which I am, is control. You want to have control of things. You want to take control. You want to be in control. And I know over the past, I'd say 8 to 10 years of my life, I've relinquished a lot of control. And when you're talking about luck, you're talking about things that are out of your control. And to try to, you know, rein those things in or say, hey, why did this happen? I could have done this. It's fruitless. It's a fool's errand. There's no reason to submit to what can't be undone or what is out of your hands. So a lot of times when I know that something's out of my control, I kind of just take a step back, keep things in perspective, and move on to the next thing. But absolutely, everyone has a string of bad luck. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You're telling me that just say, you know what, it is what it is, and then get up and do the next thing.
You know what? I work with a woman who is 76 years old. She looks like she's 50.
Nice.
She looks incredible. And
she's
single and ready to mingle.
Why have you not tapped that yet?
Yeah.
And she's black. no joke.
Hey.
Doggy. Black don't crack.
But the thing, she works full time. She's not even a part time. She works 40 plus hours a week. And when I talk to her about this kind of thing, it's like, you just have to keep moving. You got to keep moving. She's still here, because she didn't sit down and let time compress her into a piece of gelatin that can't do anything and then ultimately die. You have to keep moving. So when you have bad luck or when you are depressed, you just have to get up and move, whether that's going to the gym, whether it's walking around the block, whether it's taking a step back, like I said, and saying, hey, I can't control this. It's you have to keep moving. So
keep moving.
Or die. Move or die.
Move or die. All right. Biggie.
Everything that Jason just said is I live by.
You
can't control if it's out of your control, don't try to control it. Just you got to step back, look at it, and say, "Hey, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. Tomorrow's a new day," and move on.
Okay,
things are going to get better eventually.
Okay, all right, Heather.
Damn. But I guess I would say that I am prone to occasionally slipping into a sadness compared to a depression like phase. When I do things, I try to be as present as possible. But I do find it occasionally difficult to be that way. Even regardless if things are going good. But I think the most important thing that you can do is, like, be open to the people that are around you and experience, especially if you're around people, just try and be as open and as giving of whatever you have going on inside you to them. But as far as when bad things come around, I take things to heart easily. I'm a big writer, so that's, I guess, where I probably put things out at. But yeah, I guess that's how I deal with things.
You're saying that you probably, in a way, mm-hmm. you're saying that you use writing to possibly just like take it off of you and put it on paper, and so then
yeah, I just get the feelings
it's helping,
out.
It's helping you separate it from it and releasing the feelings and separating from it.
Maybe. Exactly. Yeah, but I like what Jason said. I like what you said. Just the like. You have to just keep moving or else you're just going to be like a lump, because that's like definitely like what always takes me out of it is it's just like you would like literally turn into nothing. And like I know people and I have family members that have just like they can't do certain things because they've spent so long doing nothing or sure. doing like lying on a couch or like lying in bed and things like that. Like and after a certain point, like your body gets used to everything. So like yeah. if you just don't do anything, your body – that's what they expect, and it's going to be difficult at least for 2 weeks
yeah,
to break you
veal.
Out of that. Yeah.
You're going to, everything is going to, what's that called? Atrophy, and you'll turn into veal. What can I ask? What do you write? Do you write stories, journals, poems?
No, I just like write whatever I'm thinking about. It's very like stream of consciousness, like bullshit. Like, and I'm very obsessed with, I like take one thing that someone says, and I'm like, what did you mean by that? And like, I have some friends like are obsessed with like, occasionally they'll say things like in a like a dominance versus submission sort of thing. And so I like really analyze what people say to me, especially in relation to how they view their relationships with other people. I guess relationships with people are like really bizarre to me and I'm just interested in them. And often it drives like the way that I feel about other things.
I think all this is really good information.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to apply that? How are you going to take what you've learned?
I don't think I'm articulating quite the way... Or maybe I'm articulating it the way it sounds. Everything was good. Is good. What we talked about was good. But I guess isn't there sometimes you just feel like there's just a whole bunch of shit like just keeps piling on top of you? To me, that's different than being depressed. Or do you guys see it as the same thing?
Well,
like,
I guess
you're like the car broke. Oh, this bill's overdue. Oh, this is, and it's just, there's a pile of stuff on top of you. Yes, you get up and you keep, because I am that way. I will continue to move, and I will continue to, because I used to have a history of a lot of severe depression and severe, just not good behavior.
Mm-hmm.
How I deal with stuff, I do keep moving forward, but it just seems sometimes when you just it's like it's continuing to pile, like somebody's coming behind you with a stack of like cement bricks and they're just adding one, and then you start to stand back up, and then they stack another one on top of you, but it sounds whiny though. Maybe
the whole weight of the whole weight of the world is on your shoulders.
Yeah, I mean I take on more than I probably should. I worry about things that I really probably. There's nothing I can do, like you said.
Yeah.
But also, it just seems like there's just like a string of bad luck. You're just like, at what point does it turn out? One of the things that, like Molly said the other day, after we were driving back from the RV store, you know, they were telling me how long it was going to be.
All this bad news. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, when is it going to turn around? I mean, when is it going to turn around? You know what I mean? Everybody's like, well, tomorrow's a new day. But, you know, and I don't want to seem whiny because that's not, but I do think that in everybody's life, if you're a normal person, there's going to be, you have a good streak of bad luck, you know, and to keep yourself from just falling down because of all that weight on your, is that different than depression, you think?
Is there, so there's all these things that you really...
like, here's a phone number. Obviously.
No, but isn't there...
Jason, you're taking first shift with him. Scott's second shift with him.
No, but isn't there like a level... Because I think I see what you're saying. Like, so there's just things out of your control that unfortunately those things did not go your way. But like, I mean, if I... From an outside perspective, looking at the amazing things that you do, every single 2 weeks I sit here and I've got... Or not every single 2 weeks, but it's close to it. I've got papers here in front of me that obviously, you know, Jason helped with, but also like you created this entire script that we're about to do for Spaghetti Western, like all these things. Like, it seems like even if things seem to happen bad, if... You are being progressive and you're being invested in the life that you're creating, then what greater gift and what greater luck could you possibly want? Like, to be interested and invested in your life. Like, imagine all of the people in the entire world who don't even have the opportunity or don't have the drive or don't have the ability or whatever reason aren't doing what they want to do. And you're able to at least achieve some of what you want to do. I don't know. So maybe that's something that you can revel in and enjoy in your when you feel sad about everything else that's happening.
Because of you, I get to do what I want to do.
You're like, because of you, an hour and a half away from... No.
My wife.
No, I didn't bring it up to make like a, like you're a really great person. I think there's listeners out there that are probably... And we all go through this at some time. If you don't, then you're on some kind of fucking weird plane of...
I've got like songs Nirvana. Going through my head right now that can equate to the thing, or you know,
Every Rose Has a Thorn.
The song
I got a Jason Mraz song in my head.
I definitely don't have that, but
I don't have any songs in my head.
I have a song as well, actually. I think it's off of the White Blood Cells album for White Stripes. There's a song that starts off with kind of a piano playing and a monologue that is neither Jack or Meg White, and they're talking about a person who had this kind of mountain in front of them, like you're talking about compiled problems and all these things. And the song goes, "Be like the squirrel, girl. Be like the squirrel." As far as the squirrel taking all these nuts and putting them away, where you can take a look at all of your problems, because only you truly know what those are, and you can tackle them one at a time. You can separate them, prioritize them, and tackle these problems one at a time. Because together, it absolutely looks like a mountain.
Sure.
Right? All this bad luck looks like just a big pile, just a massive one single avalanche. But in actuality, it's a sliver of many different little problems. So the song is saying, hey, life sucks right now, but chop it up into manageable pieces, things that make sense to chop up the way you chop them up, and eliminate them. And I believe you can do that if you stop drinking Mountain Dew and eating Oreos at 3 a.m.
And imagine if Bernie Sanders was president. We'd all have good, free health care.
Work your program. I know that sounds retarded, but...
Yeah, I will admit that...
Well,
I don't work my program.
What's a program?
It's
that's okay. Another show.
it's for another time and another place. Rolling, rolling, rolling.
Gather around the radio, young gunslingers, and strap on your spurs. It's time for another installment of the harrowing adventures of our hero, Sheriff Dick Justice. Let's saddle up with our sheriff and his trusty deputy, Orville Shivers, as they protect the dusty town of Hatchet Wound, Texas. When we last left Sheriff Dick Justice, he had found himself held up in a cave in southern Texas near the Mexican border. He had experienced a lucid dream fueled by some powerful ayahuasca tea. Since then, Justice has traveled back to the town that has haunted him since he left what seems like so long ago. As we join our hero, he stands on the outskirts of Hatchet Wound, Texas. With the sun setting in front of him, he can barely make out the silhouette of the town he once reigned over. Will Peggy still be there? Will the townspeople remember what he had done before he left? Let's join Dick Justice as he slowly walks back into town.
How long has it been since I've been here? So much has changed. Have I changed? But most of all, has Peggy changed? Maybe a stiff drink is what I need to face what lies ahead. I'll head over into this tavern and see what happens.
Welcome, stranger. Can I get you a drink, my friend?
Whiskey on the rocks, please.
Sure thing. You're not from around here, are you, mister?
It's Justice. Dick Justice. I used to be the sheriff of these parts.
Ah, I've heard of you, my friend. Well, things have changed a little since you were last here. This town is now run by a muchacho named Manuel Chavez. And when I say he runs this town, I mean he runs this whole town, my friend.
I'm sure I will have the honor of meeting him sooner than later. Thanks for the drink, my friend. Hey, there used to be a girl who sang here at this bar. Her name was Peggy. She only had...
Uno leg? Si, that señorita lives in town. She's actually right over there, my friend.
As Justice looks across the saloon, he sees a woman dealing cards at a poker table. She looks up, her and Justice lock eyes. Justice downs the rest of his whiskey and starts to walk toward her. Peggy stands up and starts to walk toward him, with a look of disbelief on her face.
It can't be. Justice, is that you? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yes, Peggy, it's me. I thought about you every second of every day since I've been gone. I've come for you. I've come to take you away and to start a new life together.
I can't believe you're here.
So this is a legendary Dick Justice.
And you are who?
Justice, I would think if you were to go into make advances as someone's wife, you might want to know who they are. Well, Senor, I am Manuel Chavez. You could say I am the big burrito on Heshewound. And this beautiful senorita right here that you are talking to, she is my wife. My wife.
Your wife?
My wife.
Your wife?
My wife.
Peggy, is it true?
Justice, you were gone so long. I didn't know if you were alive or dead. No letters, no telegrams, no texts, nothing.
No texts? How am I supposed to... Never mind. Senor Chavez, I have returned to take back what is rightfully mine. This includes the town of Hatchet Wound, and most of all, Peggy.
Justice, I have never heard that you are such a comedian. This town will never be yours, and most of all, Peggy, the madre de ochos niños, will never be yours either.
Eight children?
Yes, Justice. There's Jesus, and Rosa Maria, Gabriela, Alejandro, Pedro, Miguel, and Carlos.
That's only seven.
Give me a break, Justice. It's hard to keep track. Oh, and there's Margarita.
Juan, come escort our friend Senor Dick Justice out back. I think he needs to meet our little friend Durango.
Si, senor.
No, Manuel, you can't do this.
My sweet senorita Peggy, you don't think I'm going to let this muchacho come into my town and act like he owns it? This is my town. Everyone does what I say, and they do it when I say it.
Shall I release Durango as well, sir?
No, Juan. I think that in honor of Senor Justice being here, we should let all the townspeople bear witness to what happens when people think they are above me.
Manuel, I'm not afraid of you.
You should be. Juan, take him away.
No!
As Juan takes Justice out back, Peggy hobbles out of the tavern in tears. Manuel arranges to have all the townspeople come to the arena that evening to witness Justice versus Durango, the most fierce bull in all of Texas. We rejoin our story in the middle of the arena with hundreds of onlookers cheering for Dick Justice's death. Manuel, Peggy, and Juan look down from their box seats atop of the arena.
people of Atchewon, Texas, before you stands a man that thought he could just walk into our town and take whoever and whatever he wanted from us. Let him be a lesson to all of you and anyone else who thinks that they are above Manuel Chavez. Dick Justice, maybe I introduce you to the Great Durango.
Manuel, for the love of all your children, please let Justice go. He will leave Hatchet Wound and never come back. I promise.
Lo siento, mi amor. What he's done, he's done.
So, you're the famous Thick Justice, is that right?
Wait, you're a talking bull?
Silly Justice, you're the only one that can hear me. And my name is Durango. It's Orville Possum Shivers.
It's really you? I thought you were dead. I shot you. Why do you sound so gay now?
Well, if you remember correctly, I am gay. But I didn't sound gay before. Anyway, there's no time to explain. Manuel is watching. Everyone is watching. We must put on a show for them.
So what? You just want me to wave this red blanket around? You chase me for a while? And then what?
Well, contrary to popular belief, bulls aren't really attracted to the color red. The red was originally used to hide the blood.
That's an interesting fact.
And no standing around looking into each other's eyes. Durango, give him the horns right in the cojones.
I hate that guy. Okay, Justice, follow my lead. Now, this one is taking a long time, isn't it? Let me try to speed it up a little. As Manuel, Peggy, and Juan watch as Durango and Justice begin a ballet of bullfighting. As they dance around the arena, the crowd grows more and more restless. But most of all, Manuel grows frustrated and stands up and aims his gun right at Justice.
Enough! If either of you are going to fight to the death, then I will take matters into my own hands.
God! No! No, it can't be true!
Oh, it's true, senorita. Manuel is no longer going to keep us apart. Four of those children are mine, and I aim to be their padre.
No! Juan, what have you done?
No, senorita. It is no longer Juan. It is Juan Miguel Angel Hernandez, the new top dog in Hatchet Wound, Texas. What I have done, you ask? With one bullet, I have taken over complete power, as well as given my children their chance for a better life.
As Manuel's body lays motionless and bleeding, the crowd begins to chant Juan's name. In all the commotion, Justice and Durango escape the arena and head out of town. Meanwhile, Juan takes Peggy, and they disappear into the night.
Move him on, hit him up, move him on, hit him up, rawhide!
Well, that's all for now, young cowpokes. Be sure to tune in next time to see what happens on an all-new harrowing adventures of Sheriff Dick Justice. Shame Dick time, Shame Dick channel.
What is Juan gonna do? That was exciting, and I think we all need a break.
That's the sound guy does.
IBWIP quick tip. Try taking long naps at work. That way you won't get tired when you get home.
Hey everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at BurnsWhenIP at IBWIP.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at IBWIP.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, so my buddy Jason has written out this wonderful ad. I think, what do they call it? A read? Is that what they is a live read?
It's a live read. And you know what? I don't get credit for this. A while back, you sent me all of the ads that I think probably Michael, don't call him Mike Sink, wrote for Rocky Top. And all I did was I took all of his best stuff and I jammed it into just one powerful message. And so it's basically, it's Michael Sink. It's his baby. I just threw it all together for one great IBWIP ad.
Do you think I could do it in the voice of Michael Sink?
Absolutely. You're always walking around here doing his voice. Why couldn't you do it?
What is the voice of Michael Sink?
Let me see if I can do it.
Oh, no. Don't disrespect him, please.
Are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes?
It's not bad.
Right there.
Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find the electric cigarette that's right for you. That's, it's hard to maintain. It does sound like him, though, right?
Yeah, doing a voice for a long time is hard to do.
You don't think it sounds like him?
No, that's good.
No, I'm saying for me, it's hard to do. Like for him, it's probably super easy.
To talk in his own voice? Yeah, I bet it's not bad. You think he gets home and he's like, damn it, Brandy. I have just been talking in my own voice all day. I am wiped out.
I'm going to rest. I'm going to go out and I'm going to mow the yard.
Yep.
And meanwhile, I'm going to listen to another new episode of IBWIP.
Hell yeah.
Or maybe it's you're an experienced vapor looking to get your more. He probably reads better than this.
Yeah.
Just concentrate on the sound of the voice, not the horrible reading.
Okay.
to get more out of your vape experience.
Close my eyes now.
A longer lasting battery, a bigger, better tank. Or maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage.
It's like Michael's right in front of me.
And wattage. Or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you are looking for. Here's the kicker. This is the hardest line in show business. Rocky Top Vapor is known for its clean and relaxed atmosphere. A friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums, some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. If you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use promo code IBWIP20 to save 20% off your entire friggin' order.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
What?
Are you sick of spoiled white people and Donald Trump bringing you the news you could care less about?
Are you sick of trolling the interwebs for penis-related news only to end up flaccid?
Do you lust for Florida only the way a mother lover can?
Then look no further than Fakakta Comedy Funhouse's Low Blow Podcast with Adam Z and Dave Rowan.
Streaming live every week at lowblowpodcast.net and available for download Thursdays at fcfnetwork.com.
Appropriately inappropriate. Oh!
Hey, somebody's knocking at the door. I ordered pizza. Blake, you want to go get that door?
Sure, I'll go get it.
Okay.
Come on in.
How's it going?
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Brought you guys' pizza. Can I come on into the kitchen?
We don't usually let people bring the pizza into
okay.
the kitchen.
It's okay. All pizza guys come in the house. Pizza guys come into the house. I got you Papa Murphy's pizza right
Papa,
here.
Papa what?
You delivered the Papa Murphy's pizza?
Yeah.
Fresh pizza for your bliss.
No, frozen pizza. No.
We, not frozen.
That we have to cook.
We make it fresh with each order.
And we ordered the singing pizza man, too, as we see.
It's not singing.
It's DiGiorno?
This is the way I talk.
Where the?
I talk a little slow.
Well, you know, Biggie.
Why does it smell like reefer in
here? Right.
Don't tell my boss I brought you some pizza. I'll give you an extra 2-liter bottle of soda.
Oh, does 2-liter bottle of soda mean marijuana? Is that what it means?
Hello, in your case, I think it does.
You know my name?
How do you know? Yeah, how do you know her name?
How do you know my name?
Been listening to the podcast for a long time.
Oh, you've been waiting for this pizza delivery then. I didn't even realize we ordered pizza.
I got hungry.
Did you just choose a...
I don't know why it's coming from Papa Murphy's.
Oh, you ordered pizza from Papa Murphy's?
I thought I ordered Domino's.
Domino's is not good for you.
What? You know what? I was aware that Papa Murphy's does not deliver, so you, gentlemen, are just coming of your own free will.
No, it's a new thing they're doing. They're starting to deliver the pizzas.
Unbaked?
Okay. Unbaked.
Because they don't have ovens there.
Well, let's pop it in the oven and chat with you for a while.
Saving money as a corporation.
What's your name?
Doug.
Doug?
Doug.
D-U-G?
The D-O-double-G.
Dog.
Doug. How's it going?
I'm pretty good. My name is Jason. I have a question.
1475. If you will see on the receipt, it says... Tip your driver.
But it looks like the $250 charge on here is part of that.
$250 is charged for the cool, keeping it cold as we brought it over.
Okay. I don't know. You guys want to split this three ways? You guys give like 20?
All 30? I got is a car.
If you do a three-way.
$14.50?
I'll pay for it, but you guys need to give me the dollars.
If you want to do a three-way, okay. I will take off $4.27.
We're not going to be doing a three-way, if that's what you mean.
That's not happening, sir.
Okay, just thought I'd put it out there.
Is this pizza there?
Do you guys mind if I sit down?
Sure.
I suppose.
Sure, if you sitting down, we'll get you out of here quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, where I
do
work.
Do you guys want me to serve up the pizza? Well, part of a delivery guy for Papa Murphy's is that we come to your house, we come inside, we come into your kitchen... We turn and preheat the oven at 425 degrees.
Shit, I love it.
Then we will put it on the pan and put it in for you. Then what we will do is we'll kind of stand around and talk until between 15 and 18 minutes. Then we will pull out a fresh, hot Papa Murphy's pizza for you, something that Domino's cannot provide.
How many drivers do you have?
Just me.
Yeah.
What I really liked about what you said was that you were
going to... not a lot of deliveries.
Yeah.
What I really liked about what you said was you're going to preheat the oven, and then what I really hated is that you were going to stick around.
Come on.
I'm being nice. I'm just also staying...
Customer service is very important to Papa Murphy's.
Not when you're only going to... couple houses a night.
Have you guys had Papa Murphy's before?
Oh yeah, it's delicious pizza.
It is good.
A great pizza.
The one that I brought you.
No, it's good pizza.
The one that I brought you is shaped like a flag for Memorial Day.
So just like a little rectangle,
but
you said shaped like a flag for Memorial Day.
Yeah,
it's just sort of like a rectangle then.
But it's got pepperoni as a stripes and avocados. As
jalapenos,
the star.
Jalapenos.
Yeah. As the stars.
Hey, good. I got a quick question. I've had Papa Murphy's before. It's good pizza. I don't get the take and bake. Because why don't I...
Take and bake. We take your orders. Go out back. Do a little bake. Then we drive over and bring you your pizza.
Okay.
It's like a double take and bake. Like you take the order, then you bake, then you get baked, then you take the pizza to us, then you bake it at our house.
That's right, Heather. Good analogy.
Should we get baked right now, though?
I'm on the clock. I don't have insurance for my car when I'm working as a delivery driver.
Well, what's the point of Papa Murphy's, though? I don't get it. If I can order Papa John's and it comes to my house, and as soon as he hands it to me, it can go right in my mouth, what's the point in taking it home just to bake it? I don't get it.
The quality of ingredients.
What's the point of him bringing it to you?
Papa, only one question at a time, please. Papa Murphy's has quality, fresh ingredients, unlike all competitors. Papa John's and Domino's Pizza.
It's funny you mentioned Domino's because right here, this gentleman over here with the beard, Big E, he actually works for the Domino's Corporation.
Loser.
He took his hat off just to talk to him.
I worked at Domino's for one day. Sucked ass.
The job sucked ass or you were terrible at it?
Yeah, he was terrible at it. Clearly.
No.
He's going in houses and baking pizzas.
No, that's a new one. That's a new thing that Papa Murphy's is doing. We provide our customers with the best, freshest pizza experience. When you get one from Domino's, they already have the dough made.
Yeah.
excuse me, they put it on the ingredients, they put it in the oven, and then it's about 25 minutes before you get it. By then,
and you get it hot.
But the reason is, no, it's not hot.
You get it hot.
It's not hot. It's 20 minutes.
It's hot.
With me, I come over to your house. I deliver the pizza. I put it, preheat the oven. I put it on the pan. I put it in the oven. 15 to 18 minutes later, while I'm kicking it with you, watching the Spurs on TV, then we get the pizza out and we eat it.
Oh, but when you order from me,
yeah,
it's there in like 10 minutes. It's hot. It's ready. It's in your mouth.
But do I get to have a friendship experience with you? Like,
it's all
you
about gonna watch? I'll come in.
I'm not gonna watch the Spurs, but I'm gonna watch Broad City with you.
I'll come in.
Broad City, I love it.
Yeah.
I was very unhappy that Hillary Clinton was on the list.
Me too. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Don't get upset.
I'll come in and I'll put the pizza on your table, and then I'm 23 Skidoo. I'm out.
I you know,
I'm not hanging around.
Biggie's been a part of the show for a while. And I consider him a friend.
For a while.
For a while.
For a while.
But I'm not biased because of that. I genuinely like the fact that he or a like-minded gentleman could show up with a ready-to-eat pizza versus one I'm going to have to wait an additional 20, 30 minutes to bake and eat.
He's got a point.
Quality and freshness and the personal service at Papa Murphy's delivery service is 100 times better than the shop and go at the Domino.
What other services do you provide? Like if I invite you in and we got 15, 20 minutes to kill, say I don't want you watching the Spurs with my kids.
Broad City.
Or Broad City. What other services could you provide in that time?
I'm very good at playing Connect Four with the children. If you need a back rub, I can do that. I used to be a professional masseuse.
What happened to that? That seems like much more lucrative career than delivering pizzas. No offense. Some offense. A moderate amount of offense.
I didn't get along with my boss.
There are no more backs to rub elsewhere?
I'm a registered sex offender.
Okay.
Do you give ZJs?
What?
ZJs?
If he asks,
a ZJ?
Then you don't know.
That's why we're asking,
what's
right?
What's a ZJ?
if he asks.
But I want to know.
I don't know, because I was asked if I wanted to give a ZJ for a
bottle of beer. Hold on, you don't know and you're asking?
It's from a movie.
So now do Heather and I have permission to ask people whether or not they know what ZJs are because we don't know? Because
I don't know. It's from a movie.
I haven't seen that movie.
Spread the ZJ.
What movie?
You haven't even seen the movie quoting?
Here, I'll reference it.
A VJ.
Hold on real quick.
A VJ.
I'm sidetracking right now.
A video jockey from MTV.
No, a VJ is a vaginal jerking.
You're jerking vaginas? Does that mean you like put your fingers in there and you just like
jerk
it around?
I like to more go like this across the front.
Oh, that's jerky. Hold on, like a clit thing or like a vagina thing?
I don't know. It depends on what whatever the customer wants, the customer gets.
Oh,
Papa Murphy's pizza.
Papa Murphy's goes that far.
We're all about freshness and personal service at Papa Murphy's pizza.
All right.
But it's not fresh. If you make it and then it travels from the store, it's no longer fresh.
Pretty fresh.
Biggie,
point of order,
I beg to differ. I understand that you have been very lucrative in your side project, which is a Domino's pizza delivery guy, which I still think the guys were right the other day that you're actually a male prostitute. But what I'm saying is you cannot get any fresher than 15 to 18 minutes it being popping out of your oven. Your house smells like the wonderful pizza. You get hungrier and hungrier as you're waiting for it and smelling it. It comes out. If it came out any harder, it would burn your face.
That's a hard sell.
Don't take his side.
But he does have a point.
I feel like you're taking his side.
I know, I am taking his side, but I encourage you to take your own side, Biggie.
I still say that it would still be better that you get it, and then you could just shove it in your pie hole. But
by the time you bring it to the customer, it's just disgusting. It's been sitting.
No.
Yes.
Here's what I'm
saying. In the damp box. They've been sitting in that damp box. The heat from the pizza has been sitting in that damp.
Did you see our new pizza car?
In the damp box.
Even the box is wet from the moisture. I tell you what, Big E, the best way to handle this, Papa Murphy's customer service delivery system or Domino's pizza delivery is to have a delivery off.
Yeah.
Kind of like
challenge accepted.
It's a quiz.
a delivery what to do in situation quiz.
Yeah.
Heather, okay. Heather, you guys can judge. Okay.
Okay, hold on.
What are
the terms? Okay, I think the first term should be...
You give a scenario, give you my answer, he gives you answer, then you decide which one's a better one. At the end of three rounds, then the winner wins.
I hate to break up the game here real quick. Heather, do you have abnormally long thumbs?
I do have pretty long thumbs.
Okay. Okay, that's it, because I just noticed them.
Oh, okay.
I just noticed you have really long thumbs. Nothing wrong with that.
Cool.
The more opposable, the better. Anyway, so is this a series of questions that you're going to ask each other, and Heather and I will have to judge the answers to? Is that right?
No, I was... Okay.
You guys are going
to come up with
the scenarios.
You want us to set up scenarios. Okay.
Set up a scenario.
So what's that scenario?
Okay.
Here we go, yo.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go first if you don't
mind.
Murphy's, Papa Murphy's delivery drivers do not rap. We just do what we need to do to provide the customer with the hottest, freshest pizza.
Okay, well, I think there needs to be categories
here. Out of your oven.
I think freshness is a category.
Winner. Papa Murphy's, winner.
I think quickness to get to the
winner.
To
Domino's, the winner.
Right? And then, like you said, customer service.
Winner.
Giving customer
winner.
Service. So let me start with this one. Say someone call, like say the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles give you a call, right? And they say, hey, we're on 32nd and a third Broadway. Because it's all, you know, they're a third. You have to go a third way down the street, pop open the manhole cover. And the Turtles don't have any change. What do you do? How do you...
No change.
Yeah.
No change.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they... I have the change.
Right. But they say they have a $50 bill. They don't have anything smaller than a 50.
Guess what? I don't deliver to them.
Okay. And how about you? Do you deliver...
Papa Murphy's Pizza will deliver to anyone, any being, any superhero, as long as they have good credit.
Now, I think... You know, you could have said anything. You're honest, and I appreciate that. I really think that Doug over here won that round.
Doug,
wins.
How do you prove credit?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you're running their credit before accepting pizzas?
No, every time you order a pizza, your address is put into a data bank. If there's any issues, you are flagged, and then you will not be served anymore.
Can that be part of your service, your customer service, though, is not only delivering a pizza, but also delivering someone's credit score to them?
No, I think the best thing for Papa Murphy's to do is to focus on the one thing that is most important, and that's giving you the most freshest pizza in the world.
Okay. Your scenario.
Scenario, you've got 10
potato,
delivery...
Potato.
Oh. Okay. So you've got 10 deliveries that are wanting your service in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
How do you handle that?
He's not going to get it done.
No, but how do you
handle
that?
How do I
handle
it? I take your pizza out. I get it to you. I go back to the store. I take it to the next person. And I do this all within, what did you just say? They wanted it within
an
the
hour.
How many pizzas are they ordering?
There's 10.
So
there's
10 singles?
Groups of people. I'd say 10 doubles.
So 10, two pieces of pizza? Okay, so they're in the oven six
two
minutes.
Two pizzas.
Two pieces.
Two pizzas.
Two pizzas per
pizzas
delivery.
You're
per
saying
delivery.
Pieces.
Pizzas, potato, okay. Potato.
Look at the carbon footprint.
Look at the carbon footprint
that Domino's pizza drivers are putting onto
the
atmosphere.
The two people are not getting their pizza. Those people are not getting pizza till tomorrow, sir.
Excuse me, Biggie. I was not given the opportunity to tell you how to handle the scenario.
But the floor is yours, please.
All right.
You have an hour, and you said 10 deliveries.
10 deliveries.
Two pizzas
per hour.
Pizzas.
Two pieces.
Delivery. 20 pizzas.
Yeah.
They have ordered by the slice.
It's a lot of pizzas. How are we going to get them in their oven?
And remember,
you're
spending 18 to 20 minutes waiting for that pizza to come out of the oven.
It's a good question, Doug.
They're not getting it in the hour.
When they call, the first five customers will get their order. We will kindly tell the next five customers that they will have to wait approximately 1 hour for their pizza to arrive.
Guess what them five people are going to do?
Call Domino's.
They're calling, they're calling me.
That's incorrect. They would not call Domino's. They love the experience that's provided by Papa Murphy's, and they also love how hot and fresh the pizza is.
Winner,
it cannot be
Domino's.
No. Quality over quantity.
I don't know.
It's quality. I deliver quality food at a fast pace.
Biggie, there's no
I'm Callahan Auto Parts.
There's no need to lie to the audience.
I'm not. It's quality.
We make pizza for the working man. Because that's what I am. Yeah,
exactly.
You have another question, Jason?
I think I won that round.
I won that.
Okay, so we talked about customer service. We talked about delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about safety for a minute. Sure. Yeah, you guys are racing back and forth. You're driving, trying to get all these pizzas delivered.
He's not.
What? Say. What's that? I feel like you're gonna say something, Doug.
Carbon footprint. What's more important to the ozone layer? Driving around 400 times.
Yeah, it can get dangerous because you're much more likely to get in a
car accident.
Monoxide. True, true.
Is carbon monoxide poison? It's a real threat.
Are you saying because you're making less deliveries each hour that carbon monoxide
is better
for
the environment?
Motherfucker, cow farts cause more carbon monoxide in the universe than cars.
Methane?
Oh,
yeah, legitimate. Yeah,
she's on the cows again.
It's crazy.
Are you watching Fox News again?
No, I was Cowspiracy.
Cowspiracy.
Oh,
but that's our own fault too, right? From all the mass farming we do. That's absolutely our fault.
We've talked about this.
It's sausage pizza.
So I guess the question is, how do you solve the cowspiracy problem?
Cowspiracy.
How do you solve the environmental?
Well, we use pig, so pork. Then there you go.
Problem solved. I don't know. I think it's a dead heat. I think you guys are tied for first and last, since you're the only participants. What do you think, Doug? Is our pizza almost ready?
Just a couple more minutes.
Okay.
What kind of pizza do you bring to us anyway?
Whatever kind you order. Here's something else. Domino's Pizza has about 45 things on their menu. All we have is pizza. We do everything right on the pizza. They do 45 things half-assed. Who's going to buy a sub sandwich and some Buffalo Wild Wings from Domino's Pizza?
A lot of people.
I think some say variety is the spice of life.
How many of the people that you deliver to are morbidly obese?
How many of them say the variety is the spice of life?
Not many. I've only delivered to a couple morbidly obese.
Have you ever delivered to anybody who was naked?
Not yet.
Ooh, that'd be so fun.
Not yet. It's called Weird Pizza though. Dare.
Well, how about
Heather?
How
about what?
Heather. It's called Pizza Dare.
It is fun.
Oh, no.
Oh,
boy. So you're saying as the pizza delivery man, you
okay.
show up
you
naked.
Get naked.
What?
Papa Murphy's man is getting naked.
What a service.
I'm not getting
variety
naked.
Variety is the spice of your pizza.
Oh, jeez.
Extra variety, please.
I don't know, Doug.
Does that mean you put on a variety show?
If Papa Murphy's keeps up with this delivery guy being out in an
you
hour
will be
at
out
time,
of a job.
They'll be out of business.
Has anyone ever requested that you deliver a pizza naked, Biggie?
That's a negative.
That's a negative?
A negative mi amigo.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see
this
guy.
Write that in there extra.
Hold on.
It appears
the
as though
pizza's
your,
ready.
It appears as though your pizza is ready. One moment while I put it on the table.
Oh.
Shit.
What a pizza.
Would you steal pizza. Here's another thing that Papa Murphy's does that Domino's doesn't. Would you like it in triangles or squares?
We do both.
What? Both?
Yeah, you can. But
I want both on my that's, one pizza.
That's impossible.
Pizza.
Those would.
I
it's
could do
all,
it.
It's always going to be a triangle.
No, I could do it. I could do it.
If you do triangles and then squares, it's still a triangle.
I could make half of it triangles, and the other half I could figure out.
Oh, look at you! You got all sorts of.
Here's
stuff.
Your pizza, Heather. Why don't you try the quality and freshness? And here you go, a piping hot pizza for you.
Boy, oh.
Be careful, it is a little hot.
Yeah, it's fresh out of the oven.
Exactly, thank you very much.
I could have taken a few minutes of it cooling down, though, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
I did not tell you you had to bite into it. I just handed it to you and told you your pizza was ready.
Okay, Doug.
Doug,
all
I'm
right.
a fair man. I'm gonna call this a draw.
Okay.
Don't be a fair man, be a right man.
It's
Bernie Sanders would never settle for it to be.
Well, he'd be a fair man, but he's also a right man.
I heard he might be a dog, too.
He might be a
dog. Oh, Puppy Sanders!
He's way on the left.
Thank you very much for ordering for Papa Murphy's Pizza. I hope you enjoyed your pizza. On your receipt is a 1-800 number. If you put in my code 743621570B and tell them about the service, you will be given a quick survey and a chance to win $47. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thanks,
it's very interesting.
Stay out of my way in the streets.
Oh.
Do you remember the number? My personal ID.
It was 867-5309.
No, that's a song. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Doug.
Goodbye, Doug. Goodbye.
See you later, Doug.
The pizza we never ordered.
So
came.
Where was Mr. Clayton during that?
He was just holding the door open for him the whole time.
The whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shit. Blake, get over here. It's too cold you to do that thing.
Yeah, close the door, man.
It's definitely not summer yet.
No, it's not.
Well, you're freezing, friend.
You're such a sweet gentleman, but have a piece of this warm pizza. Honestly.
I've got a release schedule.
Man, that pizza's hot.
I got a release schedule.
Couldn't get this kind of hot pizza at Domino's.
Oh, yeah, you could. All right. Here's the release schedule. It's going to just warm you. Warm the cockles. Episode 244, Mustache Straw, is now available. Episode 245, Giraffe Dad Ass, is now available. Episode 247, our next episode, inevitably titled "Oh Comet, Oh On Comet, On Cupid, On Donner, On Fleek," will be available on Friday, May 6th. And don't forget, May is National Recommitment Month. Last month was National Commitment Month. So if you need to recommit already, you may as well wait till next month's National Decommitment Month and back out of this thing while you still can. May is also National Salad Month. If you want to cut calories and lose some weight, eat iceberg lettuce salads this month. However, if you want the classic pear-shaped figure that I've been rocking, try a nice macaroni salad every day in May. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. Or we'll feel like we're only talking to ourselves. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, well, just talk to our... We'll just talk to ourselves anyways. Just to ourselves.
Listen, every Monday for the past 2 years, I've sat back at the end of the night and just went... There's a sense of satisfaction that we provided quality entertainment at the low, low price of what, Jason?
I always screw this up. It's either like $100 a month or zero.
It's $0.
Okay.
$3.99.
Subscribe to us.
Never remember that.
Subscribe to us on iTunes or any of your podcast outlets.
Yeah.
That's what I've been calling them.
What's this Google Play thing going to pick up and actually get podcasts on there?
Never.
I listen to the feed, and they say that they actually quit talking about it because they're still waiting.
Well, yeah, because like everything I listen to on there is the commercial is for a podcast, and I'm right on there already. I'd really like just to go and search it and listen to it.
That'd be nice.
We'll be there when they finally do launch it. We will be there. We are already pre-approved.
We'll be on the Vanguard.
Google Play.
Google Play, get off your ass. Yes. Folks, get off your basses. Email us, blake@ibwip.com. Give us a review. Review on iTunes. Did you break something? Are you a necklace or something?
No, that
is that part of my tooth?
Staple.
The
staple.
Is that metal ring part of your tooth?
This is my tooth. I took it apart, and I've got a little string of it now. I just welded it into a string, and now I'm going to use it as a piece of jewelry. In order to keep my necklace looking fleek.
Heather, thank you very much. Thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure having you on.
It's so much fun to be on.
As she said that, she looked at me like, is this the right answer?
No, it is the right answer. You sent me pictures of Jason in his underpants. Oh, it's exciting.
I don't know about that.
Pants off, pants
off.
Oh, I
know about that, though.
And then all of a sudden, she couldn't come last week.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh. Gotcha.
Big E.
Yes.
It's time for you to go to work here pretty soon. Wow. Thank you for being a good sport. I heard your conversation with Doug. I hope you didn't get offended by
it. Doug.
We love Papa Murphy's pizza around here.
We love Doug. Love Doug, too.
Now,
You're so amicable. You were very nice to Doug, actually.
You were very non-threatening. To be honest with you, I don't ever eat Papa Murphy's. I think that's ridiculous to go buy a pizza.
Yeah,
it's not ready.
Home and bake it, yeah.
But here's our problem is we eat Little Caesars a lot. And it's
a
because,
lot. I can witness that. Yeah.
Yeah, and
you could go get a large one-topping pizza for not
there's no Domino's in Pekin.
Yeah, there isn't. Yeah, you're right because it does suck. Our Pekin Domino's is deplorable. It's one topping, $6.99. It's still better than
I almost died last Monday when Molly brought pizza back and I scarfed a bunch of it down in between, for 2 days I had the worst heartburn ever. I couldn't sleep because I scarfed it down.
I
ate like 8
during
pieces.
Couch Pilots?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Dude. Awful.
Wow. Thank you very much, Biggie, for putting on the show tonight.
Thank you.
Origami Master Jason.
Fly Ninja.
Did you have a good time?
Cute Jason.
Cute Jason.
It's been a while since we called you Cute Jason.
Flannel Fabio.
Why do you think we don't call you Cute Jason anymore? Is that only
because I got older and uglier?
How's the dating scene going?
Not good. I have no interest.
You have no interest, or nobody has any interest in you?
Both.
What are you doing?
Oh no! Actually, I did get hit on by an Asian woman last night.
Yes. Come on now.
What are you looking at me like that?
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Do we have time for that?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's been a while.
My daughter's grandmother is a true off the boat Chinaman, and all the Chinamen hang out together.
Sure,
like in a town the size of Peoria,
Chinatown,
and they all hang out in Chinatown, but they all know each other.
Sure,
and one of my daughter's grandmother's old friends, not friends anymore. She works at a sushi place, and I was at said sushi place a couple nights ago. And I didn't see her. I know she worked there, but she said something to me. She's like, she's like 45, maybe a year or two older.
They don't crack either.
And she looks all right.
It's a quick downturn with them. Like, Asian girls and Asian women stay really pretty, but then you wake up one morning and they just disgrace.
Same with
you.
Like Russian. Oh, right. Any like way Eastern European or Russian. You're absolutely right. Anyway, she was just, hey, you still live in the same place? Hey, listen. She's asking me all these different questions. I'm not interested.
Was she not pretty, or you just
no,
it's too close to a circle that you've been around?
There's that been around, and also she's
cokehead.
Perhaps, yeah, maybe so. I don't know.
She runs with a bad crowd.
She's loud, mouthy, kind of a little trashy. And I was like, you don't necessarily think Asian trashy. But
no,
she did it. She managed.
She's like an Asian trailer.
Oh no!
She should be like on an Asian trailer park.
She's an Asian trailer.
Not a poor thing. Yes. Yeah. What would you say? Toilet bowl?
Same thing as he said.
Okay.
He stole my line.
I guess she owns
my
it.
Line.
There's no reason to think that she would be a poor thing. She's just a person.
She is just.
Who wants to be that way.
We can't falter that. She is just a person. So that's the extent of my dating life.
Folks, write in. Send pictures. Post on our Instagram page, IBWIP. It's been a pleasure. It's always fun. I get
for Jason.
It's been a pleasure. We are only about a month away from our field trip. We're going on a field trip. We're going on an overnight together.
Where are we going?
Oh, you and I. Okay, yes. Yeah, we're going on a we're going to go see a podcast done live. Very exciting.
In Chi-Town.
Oh, you guys are going to go do the improv thing?
No, we're going to go to Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, okay, guys.
You're going to go to Comedy Bang Bang? Mm-hmm. That'll be so fun.
Live in Chi-Town. Yeah, it would be exciting.
My two favorite improvers are going to be there.
Is Lauren Lapkus really one of your favorite improvers?
Adam Z and Dave Rowan?
Those would be my
favorite.
No. Oh, I'm sorry.
Is Reggie Watts going to be there?
Reggie's not a part of it anymore.
Really?
No.
R.I.P. Makes me sad.
He's dead. R.I.P.
Is he just for James Corden now? Just for the late show?
Works, yeah, that's what he does. It's all good.
Wait.
But have fun.
Yes, Bobby, I'm excited. It'll be a lot of fun going on the road trip.
Are you driving or am I driving?
Either way. Well, actually, can't.
I'm driving.
Can't, I was going to say, you won't allow someone else to drive.
No, you can drive. You can drive. You know what? We'll make a game of it. Every time we see a cow, we'll pull over and switch.
It's an hour and a half to get there.
And gather all of its methane.
I'm just saying, that shit's dangerous.
Good night, folks. Literal. Any last words?
There's a mystery tag last word.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, from this guy.
There's all right, a conspiracy going on in the United States. It's called factory farming.
All right, here's...
Look it up.
Hold on, Biggie.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the latest documentary you've watched.
No. I've actually watched this months ago. But it is, like, there is cowspiracy, and it is talking about the methane gas that cows produce when they fart. And it is completely true that they create such a high amount of methane gas that it's higher than what you would drive in your car, and that factory farming is crippling society and natural resources, including sources of fresh water.
IBWIP quick tip. When at the grocery store, ask for paper and plastic. It will confuse the cashier so much that they will likely make a financial error in your favor.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Huh? We, do we have a name?
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.